The botched census has left Māori in the dark as to whether the wellbeing budget will make any difference for them. Stats New Zealand has had to use data from other places to fill the gaps caused by an extremely low turnout for Māori. For Census 2018, it was just 68%. But a Māori data expert says that turnout rate means all data from before 2017 is unusable, leaving Māori without any idea whether government investment is making a difference. Mariana Johnson reports.
The first of the results of the 2018 census are out, but there's not much reliable data for Māori. Population, electorate data, dwellings and ethnicity have all been published, with the Māori population increasing from 14.9% to 16.5%, remaining the second largest ethnic group. And after concerns were raised by Te Mana Raraunga, a Māori data sovereignty group, last year about how a low turnout could see Māori lose an electorate, the number of Māori electorates has remained at 7. However, ethnicity data, which is critical for development policies and addressing ethnic inequities, has been rated moderate by the Independent Review Panel, set up by the government statistician to monitor the census. One of the panel members, Tahu Kukutai, says that's because the 2018 census can't be compared with any previous censuses.
So this will affect the ability to monitor change over time, particularly for Māori and Pacific groups. And these groups are also particularly affected by the loss of information about families and households, which is critical for housing and family-related policies.
Te Mana Raraunga spokesperson Andrew Spool says there is now no way of knowing whether things are getting better or worse for Māori.
Considering that we've just had a wellbeing budget with a specific focus on Māori and Pacific, that means that we won't actually be able to tell if the things that we're doing now have actually affected some change. And that's at a national level. It'll be even more precarious with information at a regional level, because we know that there's more imprecision with those regional population counts.
He agrees that Māori have been let down by the lack of household data and says there is nothing they can do to plug those gaps.
It just can't be done. And it's because that the response rate for Māori was... Census only got responses for 65% of Māori, and they've actually had to rebuild it. But rebuilding it, you can't see if people are actually in the same household. And that was the census form was the only source of that information.
It was revealed last month that the poor Māori turnout rate would mean there was no iwi affiliation data. The external panel endorsed Stats NZ's decision not to publish the data because it was poor quality. Mr. Spool says it's his job over the next couple of weeks to see whether there is any way of salvaging the little iwi affiliation data they have. More census results are expected to be published over the coming months. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Mariana Johnson tēnei.